اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners. Welcome to IRIB English Radio. Here again we are with you in another Quranic session. Brother Fawad Haider is here, Brother Hassan Nasrullah, Hussein Ruhullah, and Ali Nasir, students of Xavier International School. So, we are here with you with another Quranic session. Welcome everyone. Today, inshallah, the same as our previous sessions, we will have one of the verses of Surah Al-Baqarah. Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 271 on page 46. So, brothers and sisters, as you're listening to IRIB English Radio, please hold on your Qurans. Turn to page 46, ayah 271 of Surah Al-Baqarah. So, Fawad, Hassan, Hussein, Ali Nasir, we will, inshallah, everyone, listen to this ayah, and then we'll come back and recite and practice.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. In tubdu الصدقati fani'immahi. وإن تخفوها وتؤتوها الفقراء فهو خير لكم ويكفر عنكم من سيئاتكم والله بما تعملون خبير.
Nice recitation. We will have a recitation, okay? All together. I'll recite. Pay attention, listen carefully, and then repeat. Okay, Fawad, Hassan, Hussein, and Ali Nasir.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
إن تبدوا الصدقات فنعما هي.
إن تبدوا الصدقات فنعما هي.
أحسنت.
وَإِن تُخْفُوهَا وَتُؤْتُوهَا الْفُقَرَاءَ فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ.
وَإِن تُخْفُوهَا وَتُؤْتُوهَا الْفُقَرَاءَ فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ.
وَيُكَفِّرُ عَنْكُمْ مِنْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ.
وَيُكَفِّرُ عَنْكُمْ مِنْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ.
وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرٌ.
والله بما تعملون خبير.
أحسنتم ما شاء الله. Allah Almighty says, إن تبدو الصدقات, if you disclose your charities, it means if you donate, if you give charity, okay, in public. So if you donate and you know that people see you, okay, in front of the people, before the people. Is that the word again? Allah Almighty says in Tubdu Sadaqat, if you disclose your charities, okay, if you give charity in public and people are looking at you and your intention is for Allah, okay, not for the people. You just let the people see and learn and understand, or for example, you're spreading charity, okay? This sense of donation, okay, to the poor. فَنِعِمَّا هِيَ. Okay, what does it mean? It means that is good. That's so good. Okay, if you give charity this way. But something better than that is what? If you hide your charity or donate the donate, okay, hidingly. Okay, donate or give charity and don't let others know this. Okay, sometimes, yes, there are a lot of people, okay, they donate. And at the same time, there are different groups of people. People who donate and their intention is, okay, the people, for the people, to let the people see, okay, them, yes, donating. And respect them, oh, he's a good person, like this. And there are other group of people that they donate and their intention is, of course, Allah Almighty. They do it for the sake of Allah Almighty. And these people who do for the sake of Allah Almighty, they are again two groups. People who donate, their intention is for Allah Almighty, and they do it in public, disclose their charities. And the next group, people who donate and they do it hidingly, not in public. People do not see them. So Allah Almighty says, the one who donates for the people, it's not for Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty will not reward him. Okay? And those who do it and disclose it, okay, in public, they have thawab. Allah Almighty will give them thawab because it's for Allah Almighty. Doesn't matter, it's in public, okay? They have thawab, but if you want to get more thawab, do it hidingly. Okay? فَنِعِمَّا هِيَ. But if you hide them and give them to the poor, that is better for you. For you, it is better. Maybe sometimes when we donate, okay, in public, we might feel pride, so proud of ourselves. Yes, it's me who donates. Because Shaitan is always there to tempt you to kind of give you kind of some, feelings. Like you should feel yourself, yes, I'm the best. I am the one who has a lot of things. I'm the one who can help others. There's no one else like me, okay? Maybe you kind of have these feelings. You might find these feelings in yourself, okay? You might feel them. And yes, of course, from the levels of perfection or your intention might be not for Allah Almighty. All right? So be careful. So that's why Allah Almighty says, إِن تُخْفُوهَا وَتُؤْتُوهَا الْفُقَرَى فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. It's better. Okay? وَيُكَفِّرْ عَنْكُمْ. And if you donate, yes, it will atone or it will compensate for some of your misdeeds, mistakes. You might have sinned, you might have committed sins, okay? If you donate, charity, sadaqah, well compensated, okay? That's it, okay? وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرٌ. And whatever you do, Allah Almighty knows, okay, what you do. That's it. Guys, remember, inshallah, you might have studied a lot about the lifestyles of our imams, okay? They were doing this a lot. They were hidingly donating the people in at midnights, okay? Yeah, about Imam Ali alayhi salam, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, Imam Baqir alayhi salam, all our imams. Even they were helping their enemies, donating their enemies, those who were poor. قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض حياتي. How to learn Quran easy. What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran. Yes, I want you to refer to the Tafasir book, okay, Fawad? Because there are a lot to learn about this ayah, a lot to learn about charity, donation, these things. Inshallah, refer to the Tafasir book, you will learn more. That's enough. We will now, inshallah, move to the practical part of our class, the Tajweed rules. So many important Tajweed rules are here that we will mention them. And I want you, brothers and sisters, as you're listening, as you're with us here in this Quranic session, please take notes and practice them well. Ali Nasir, Hussein, Hassan, Fawad. Let's go to the practical Tajweed rules. All right?
Yes.
Okay. In tubdu sadaqati fani'immahi wa in tukhfuha wa tu'tuha al-fuqara'a fahuwa khayrun lakum wa yukaffiru 'ankum min sayyi'atikum wallahu bima ta'maluna khabir. Let's pay attention to the rules. In tubdu, nun sakin, plus
ta,
yes, he wanted to say ta, of course. In, after nun sakin we have ta. So ta is from the
rest of the letters.
We have four groups: yarmalun groups, throat letters groups, yes,
and ba,
and the letter ba, which we apply the rule ikhfa. So three groups, and the rest of the letters were
for ikhfa
rule. We would apply the rule ikhfa. Ta is from the rest of the letters. So how do you apply the rule ikhfa? Hussein, apply the rule ikhfa.
In tubdu.
You hide the sound of the noon and you produce a nasal sound.
In tubdu.
And in the word tubdu, there is another rule.
Qalqala.
Yes. Qalqala. The ba has to produce an echoing sound.
In tubdu.
Right? This is, qutb jad letter. Ba is from the qutb jad letter. But the level of qalqala is what? Huh?
Normal.
Normal, yes.
Normal, are you sure?
Light.
No.
Qalqala, yes. It's a light qalqala, not a very strong one. Okay?
Yes.
It's a, what do we say? Yeah, a light one. Yeah, because we had three levels of qalqala, normal one and a heavy one, right? A strong one. So this one is a light one. Do not echo the sound a lot because it's in the middle of a word. So, tubdu as-sadaqat. There is a wawmat, tubdu, then as-sadaqat. The rule has been mentioned a lot, okay? We've repeated it a lot. So, yeah, the oo sound will be skipped here. Since we join the dal to what?
Sad.
Tubdu sadaqat. You don't have to read it. Tubdu sadaqat. Right?
Yes.
Tubdu sadaqat. Fani'imma hiya. Pay attention to the mim mushaddad. Wa in tukhfuha. Again, ikhfa. Tukhfuha wa tu'tu hal. Again, hal fuqara. Hal fuqara. Skip the mad. Hal fuqara'a. The mad is wajib, right?
Yes.
Because hamza and mad letter are in the same word.
Yes.
Fuqara'a. Stretch the sound for six counts. Fahuwa khayrun lakum. Tanween plus lam. Yarmalun.
Idgham.
Khayrun lakum. Jim tells you?
It's jaiz.
Jaiz. Either you continue or stop. It's okay. Wa yukaffiru ankum. Ankum. Nun sakin plus kaf. From the kaf is from the?
Rest of the letters.
Yeah, kaf is from the rest of the letters. So here you have to do ikhfa. Ankum, mim sakin plus mim.
Idgham mithlain.
Ankum, min, nun sakin plus sin, min.
Ikhfa.
Min sayyatikum. Great. Qila tells you?
Fawad? It's better to stop.
It's better to stop. Wallahu, the word Allah, the lam in the word Allah must be pronounced.
Heavy.
With a heavy sound. Wallahu. Heavily. Yeah? Full mouth. Wallahu. Bima ta'maluna khabir. Ra. Ra shouldn't be pronounced with a heavy sound because there is a kasra sound before. خبير. That's it. So, so important rules we mentioned, alhamdulillah. Please practice them, inshallah, to have a nice recitation with tajweed, okay? Hussein, Hassan, Ali Nasir, and Fawad, they learned. Alhamdulillah, brothers and sisters, we hope you've learned as well. Practice them, please. For explanation, since there are a lot to learn, okay, refer to the Tafasir book. Thanks to IRIB English Radio, thanks to Sevier International School for cooperation, and Fawad, Hassan, Hussein, Ali Nasir, thank you so much. Brothers and sisters, thank you so much for being with us. We really recommend you stay with us in IRIB English Radio. Inshallah, we'll be here with you next in the next coming sessions. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil
faraj. Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools. ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأمور